A US expert on South Asian affairs says Washington should change its policy towards Islamabad to facilitate an early return of civil regime. Sleeg Harrison, longtime American expert on South Asian affairs, told a Sindhi conference in Washington on Saturday that there was no threat of war breaking out between India and Pakistan over Kashmir.
Now, I don't think the armed forces want a war. They're too busy making money. If there is a war, it won't be confined to Kashmir. Sindh would be in the front lines. So it's certainly in the interests of Sindhis to work with the other forces in Pakistan, favoring an end to Pakistani support for Islamic militant incursions into Kashmir.
Harrison also said U.S. should change its policy towards Pakistan to force the army to hand over power to a civilian regime.
The only factor, in my view, that could change things for the better would be a change in American policy and the use of American economic aid leverage to push Musharraf towards civilian rule as a condition for U.S. aid, meaningful civilian rule. I don't see that happening. So I believe that military rule will continue indefinitely, with the generals putting more and more money in Swiss bank accounts and buying off civilian leaders.
Later talking to ANI, Harrison said the elections in Pakistan were meaningless because several leaders were denied participation.
I think the Pakistan elections were just a window dresser for the continuation of military rule. And I don't think that whatever deals are made and whatever kind of civilian government emerges, it would be very stable or be able to really be in control of the situation, because Musharraf has kept all the reins in his hands. And the most unfortunate result of this election is that he actually helped the religious parties, coalition of religious parties, to come to power and deliberately kept the secular parties divided, neutralized, and unable to orchestrate a situation in which it was not possible for the secular parties, I think, to form a strong government on their own.
The conference was organized by the activists from Sindh. Ashima Sharda, ANI.